Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. On the field at the Monday night football game between the Bills and Bengals, Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, after making a tackle, stood up and then collapsed. Joe Buck with ESPN.
They have been administering CPR through these past two breaks that we've taken. DeMar Hamlin has been down for over 9 minutes now.
An ambulance took him off the field. Players from both teams took a knee. A referee announced that the game has been suspended until further notification. Heavy rain and more snow are in the forecast for Northern California this week after a New Year's storm brought deadly flooding, high winds, and landslides. CBS's Nichelle Medina reports.
Many residents in Sacramento County have been ordered to evacuate after the historic rains caused at least two levees to breach.
We have a lot of people that are coming from other places.
Many people check in on us because they live a little bit further out.
First responders made dozens of water rescues. The floodwaters turned deadly for at least one person near the town of Wilton.
A person was found deceased who had been trying to drive through the water.
The Vatican estimates 65,000 people filed past the body of Pope Benedict XVI lying in state today. CBS's Chris Lipson.
A silent procession in the still dark morning hours took the Pope Emeritus to St. Peter's Basilica. The Basilica's archpriest blessed his body with holy water and incense before the doors opened to the public.
Pope Benedict will lie in state for two more days before his funeral here at the Vatican. The Vatican has confirmed he will be buried alongside other popes in the grotto beneath the Basilica.
The FDA recently approved a drug to delay the onset of type 1 diabetes. Yale University immunologist Dr. Kevin Harold tells CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
Instead of half of the people developing diabetes in 2 years, half of the people developed diabetes in 4 years.
When you saw those results, what was your reaction?
To be perfectly honest, I was hoping it would be even longer, but any time without diabetes is a gift.
A Tesla plunged off a cliff along the Pacific Coast Highway in California, south of San Francisco. Two adults and two children were left in critical condition. Cal Fire Coastside Battalion Chief Brian Pottinger.
The passenger vehicle that had veered off the road and subsequently launched off the cliff about 250 feet to 300 feet down to the water's edge.
A 19-year-old man from Maine has been charged with attempted murder after a machete attack on New York City police officers on New Year's Eve near Times Square. CBS News has learned that he was added to the FBI's terror watch list after his aunt reported that he had been radicalized online. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future,
but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Because if you just woke them up in the middle of the night, they might be like, what are you doing in my house?
Okay, it wasn't the best example. It's live radio. What do you want from me?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to radio.
BS with James.
BS with James.
We need a sponsor for that.
I know.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to 2023. We are in a new year. You may not be working today, but we are indeed live on January 2nd, 2023. I am one day into dry January and just loving life. How are you doing, Jane Metner?
I am fantastic. And there are, yes, I think there are a lot of people still off today. The freeways were dead when I came in this morning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mike went to downtown Milwaukee and he said there was no one down there driving in today. Not a lot of cars on the road.
It was quiet.
But we are here and I'm happy to be here. How are you feeling? How was your New Year's?
New Year's was quiet. We haven't gone out in a long time.
That's fine.
It's amateur night. It's just, I don't want to be on the roads. There's too many drunks. There's too many. So I made a lovely shepherd's pie, and we watched most of The Bear on Netflix.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah. It's a really good show.
Great. And then yesterday, I actually put Christmas away.
Oh, see, that's going to be the topic. That is the topic for the 1 o'clock hour. When do we start unpacking Christmas?
Now, this is early for me, and even my husband said yesterday, what are you doing? And I said, well, it doesn't get put away by itself.
That's true.
Normally I wait, and my mother always waited until the wise guys showed up.
Which is the sixth.
The sixth, yes. The wise men.
The wise men.
Say. Yes.
The magi.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good segue. So coming up on today's show, we are going to talk about that, the debate. Do you have strong feelings about when you put your Christmas tree away or your decorations or whatever? I think I'm the opposite of you. Where I have a strong feelings of that we should leave it up until spring.
Well, even Paul said, once I got everything put away, he said, it's so dark in
exactly,
here now.
Exactly, exactly. So we would love to hear from you. What is your argument of when you start putting your Christmas or holiday decorations away? But that's not until the 1 o'clock hour. So at noon, I've found a prediction, a list of predictions that were made in 1923 about 2023. And so we are we're going to go through some of those. At 12:30, Mr. Paul Noonan is back to talk about the Packers absolutely destroying the Vikings. Oh, my. Where has this been all season? We'll take it better late than never.
Yeah.
That was so much fun to watch.
And it was like the good old days when you could put the show on or you could put the game on and watch the first quarter and then rest assured that we were going to win.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they used to put it away so early that it was like, okay, now I can relax.
Well, and it was also, you know, the first, not because we're going to get into this 12:30, Paul Noonan will be here. But the fact that on their first, they blocked our punt in the first quarter. And then, I kind of just assumed, well, they're going to score. They're going to go up 7-0 without any, even their offense coming, basically not even coming on. Then we were able to stop them and hold them to a field goal. And just the rest of the game, it was like, oh, oh.
okay, this is great. And so, but it was funny because Paul, for he, if you've not heard Paul on the show before, he works for Acme Packing Company, among other publications, where he is a sports writer. And he wrote an article on Christmas Eve of what he would do differently if he ran the Packers. And so I want to basically just ask him and say, so did they do the things that you said that you would do? And
they got
said,
your note.
They adjusted it since Christmas. And so that'll be really fun. And then to start the show, though, you know, I thought we kind of would have a discussion of what are you looking forward to in 2023? You know, I think there's some things that we know will happen. Other things, there's predictions of what might happen. If there's movies you're looking forward to, but let us know. 844-967-2789. What are you looking forward to the most in 2023? You know, I think there, for the politicos in Wisconsin and those who are very invested, including us on this show, I think it's easy to say the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And how important that will be and how consequential that will be.
Not just here, across the country.
Totally. And so I think that that is an obvious, huge election for us that's coming up in Q1. Or I guess that's technically the beginning of Q2. And
it's in April.
It's in April. Then there's also the Women's World Cup, which is always fun. See if the our ladies can defend their title. Rihanna's going to do the Super Bowl. So I think for the great thing about the Super Bowl is whenever they get like, cause I mean, it's been, who did it last year? Oh, it was last year was, Eminem and it was all the 90s, like the 90s rappers. And it was great. It was a great show. And, you know, for music fans that becomes the event more, much more so than the game. But Rihanna hasn't performed in a long time. And so I'm excited for that.
I still think it's hard to top Lady Gaga diving into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, she was great.
She was.
Have you ever seen her live?
No, I would love to.
I would love to see her live, too. She is an incredible performer. But, you know, there's also, you know, inevitably probably more political drama. We got to coming up. We even got to figure out is Kevin McCarthy? Is anyone going to be the Speaker of the House?
At this point, it seems like McCarthy is going to be the only one voting for himself.
Wait, more than five people dropped out saying they are not going to vote for him.
It's not looking promising. It's really not.
Oh,
I saw a report this morning that said that there are 15 Republicans who are not going to vote for him, and he can only spare what five.
And that's if George Santos doesn't have any consequences and stays elected.
And that might be coming.
I know. I still can't believe this came out after he was elected.
I know.
That's not the topic at hand. Right. The topic at hand is what are you looking forward to in 2023? 844-967-2789. Because one of the things I'm looking forward to that might be realistic is more legroom on airplanes.
What?
Yeah.
Leads you to believe that airlines are going to make us comfortable.
Because there was a study done. So soon airplanes may have to take their rightful place alongside all the things over time that we've squeezed our bodies into that are now antiquated, like corsets and skinny jeans.
Yes, I'm so glad we've moved past courses. That's good.
And so on November 1st of 2022, the Federal Aviation Administration concluded a 90-day public comment period. So I guess it wasn't a study. It was a public comment period. And concerning the safety of minimum seat dimensions. More than 26,000 people left comments. Which I guess, I mean, I think that's a lot because at first I didn't even know that this was happening. I would have left a comment had I known I could. But yeah, more than 26,000 commenters fumed about what we all complain about, right? Because, I mean, I used to have a joke about this in my stand-up because at 5'10", this was the joke. So, you know, I come from tall stock. I'm from the Midwest. I'm 5'10". So, you know, not tall enough to complain about airplane seats, but tall enough that 5'8 guys called me a liar. You're not 5'10".
You are not.
You're 6 foot. I'm 5'10".
I'm totally taller than you.
And, but you know, I mean, for anyone who is over, I would say I mean, I think in general, unless you're a child or a very petite person, if you're in coach, airplane seats are uncomfortable.
It's agony.
But if you're tall, if you're over 6 feet, I mean, my dad at 6'8", like, he would always try to get the bulkhead seats or an emergency exit row. But sometimes as I feel like the decline of luxury flying, unless you're paying for it, like the incremental expense of every little thing that actually makes flying more comfortable. And, you know, you compare it to what the airlines looked like in the 70s, and it was, everything looked so much more spacious and luxurious. But anyways, so this public comment period has ended, and now they're going to take that into consideration. But surprisingly, the airline that is kind of charging the way on this...
It's not Southwest, is it?
It'd be really funny if it was.
Wouldn't
just
it?
Because of the week they just had. Ah! But it's the one that's considered, I think, even worse than Southwest, Spirit. Spirit Airlines. So the seats on there, and it's 33 new Airbus A320 family planes, which they're going to roll out in February, or expected to roll out in February, will have a half inch more width. So it's not that much more space, but it is bigger. 2 extra inches of knee space.
Well,
so it's a little...
That for people like your dad, that would be
two
nice.
Two inches is not negligible.
Take it.
And then thicker cushioning. So as far as your knees hitting the seat ahead of you, it's going to be more cushioned than just hitting like the metal bars because it's only fabric covering it. And so JetBlue acquired, so this is happening because JetBlue acquired Spirit, but that deal is not going to be finalized until next year. And so we could see. We could see like more actual legroom and more airlines coming this year. And I think, you know, I feel like there's been less this year than certainly the fights and everything that was happening when you had to wear a mask. And, but it's also just that tight space and the amount of fights that break out and altercations between people putting their seat back and people getting upset about that and all of the things that happen of you hitting their seat. I think I've only witnessed one, and it wasn't actually a fight. It was a verbal fight, but no one actually ended up hitting each other.
Well, that's always good.
But so I'd have to say, if this happens, this is the thing I'm looking most forward to in 2023.
And I just think if they actually do that, then they're going to charge another $100 per seat. We're going to pay for those extra inches.
Maybe, probably. I don't.
Either that or there's going to be 5 people on the plane that are going to have to lay down on the floor. There's going to have to be some balance to the universe.
All right. Well, let us know. What are you looking forward to the most in 2023? 844-967-2789. And when we come back, Jane's going to tell us what she's looking forward to most. Stay with us. This is Ask Goes Wisconsin.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast overnight, isolated rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 32. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs around 41. Cloudy skies. Chance for isolated rain showers again tomorrow night, 35. A dusting of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Happy 2023. We are talking about what you're looking forward to most in 2023. I was saying that I am very excited that the potential change and a little bit more leg room when it comes to flying coach in airplanes. But Jane thinks I'm crazy that they would never do that without charging for it. But I don't know. A girl can hope.
Absolutely. I should never squash your hope.
Well, it's funny because I thought this when I first saw that story, I thought it was in regards to a story that came out last June of what a double-decker airplane seat would look like. And it's one of these things where it's like, I can't even explain it. I mean, I could explain it, but it's just you have to see the picture to really understand it. And it does give you a lot more leg room. So it's like if you sat in a seat where your legs were completely extended and you kind of could like roll back a little bit, but the seat in front of you is basically on top of you.
Wow. So it's like a bunk seat?
It's kind of like a bunk bed, like a staggered bunk bed. And so the seat in front of you is elevated and your feet are under their seat.
Okay.
But your view is basically the butt of their seat. Not their butt, but like the butt of their seat. And I can't really tell how it would work. Like, these haven't actually been made yet, but this was like an idea of how to both, I think, fit more people on while still giving more leg room. And I think the overall reaction was that sounds very claustrophobic, and like having someone like ride above you on a cross Atlantic or even worse cross Pacific flight, you're like, yeah, I'll take the knees bumping into the back of my chair. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the other stuff that's happening this year that I know. I mean, I guess there we could be, like, I think I said this on Friday, looking forward to playoffs and potentially another Bucks run that could be very fun. Who knows? Maybe our Packers will give us a run for our money and actually come back from the depths of hell. And this is the year they would randomly make it to the Super Bowl, isn't it?
We have a caller at 844-967-2789, Jake from Eureka, California. Good morning, Jake. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Just wanted to let you know what I'm looking forward to in 2023, which is the arrest of and criminal prosecution of Donald O.J. Trump. apparently Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, is on top of things and already has a new grand jury impaneled to look into not only Trump's, you know, treasonous behavior of January 6th, trying to overthrow our Democratic Republic because he couldn't handle the fact that he lost an election, along with, of course, his other, you know, many crimes, including stealing highly secret classified documents, including nuclear secrets, that apparently resulted in a, you know, $2 billion payment to his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, by the Saudi government. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder what they got in exchange for that.
Jake, are you confident? Because I feel like Teflon Don has gotten away with so much that there's a change. Like, I'm just not convinced that he's actually going to get prosecuted and convicted. Are you pretty confident? Oh, did we lose Jake?
We must have.
Oh, bummer. He sounded confident. He sounded really confident. And I'm sure there's some people who are just looking forward to that day. Although it was funny, I think I've mentioned this dear old friend of mine who loves to start, not every morning, but enough mornings. He's more conservative than I am, I would say. And so he loves to send me things to poke the bear. And I'm typically getting ready for the show. And
oh,
I was
great.
Like, I don't have time for you. But it was a cartoon this morning that was, you know, someone about to complain about Trump. It was like a political cartoon. And they're like, no, Elon, now you hate Elon. And it's kind of true as far as I feel like the shift has it's shifted somewhat from the ire of, I'm sure there's plenty of people who are still want Trump to pay the piper, right? But as far as what people are actually upset about, and who they're targeting
who
right
at.
Now is, I feel like Elon's become more centered than Trump has been. Because didn't something happen over the Christmas that Trump invited?
Oh, it was New Year's.
It was New Year's, and he basically opened up Mar-a-Lago to journalists, and no one came.
Not even Newsmax. Not even outlets that are big supporters. And that's got to drive him crazy.
Oh, it's got to drive him nuts.
It's got to just drive him cuckoo. One texter quickly from the 920. I have a 2023 goal of getting one tattoo a month to make up for the past 3 years of not getting any.
I have so many more questions. I feel like that just opened up. So does that mean they were getting tattoos and then they stopped 3 years ago because of
health? Mostly likely because of COVID.
And now they're going to get 12 this year?
Aren't they very expensive?
It depends on the size. Like the little tiny backwards compass I have on my foot, I think back in 2004, 2005 when I got it, was $70. And it's small, so I guess...
Seems like a lot of money to me.
Quick story. I dated someone who had a full sleeve and a chest piece that by one of like the top tattoo artists in Vegas, and it took like 4 months, and that was an expedited time to get it done, and it was beautiful. Like the artistry was beautiful. It was like $15,000.
Oh my god.
Yes. Depending on the like anything, how good the tattoo artist is, how much time it takes, how big it is. Yes, they can be very expensive.
Hey, Ben, maybe you can consider stick people. It'll be cheaper.
Jada, we're going to get you. You and I should get matching tattoos
Not
this year.
Not a chance in hell.
Maybe if you lose a bet, maybe.
Not a chance.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, other headlines that caught our eye. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. During the Monday night football game between the Bills and Bengals, 24-year-old Bills safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field. ESPN's Joe Buck reading an NFL statement.
Hamlin received immediate medical attention on the field by team and independent medical staff and local paramedics. He was then transported to a local hospital where he is in critical condition.
The game has been suspended for the night. Portions of Northern California deal with flood damage as another atmospheric river is expected Wednesday. One person in Sacramento has died. David Oliveira says his pickup truck was swept away by floodwaters, but
luckily it perched on something. I'm not sure what it really perched on. Allowed us to stay on top. We waited on top of the vehicle for what felt a couple hours. EMS saved us.
In Rome, thousands walk by the body of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI lying in state. His funeral is Thursday. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underly said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast. You can find it and all of our show notes at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen and wherever you find podcasts. So you can subscribe on Apple and Spotify and get it to your little feed every day and add us to your rotation. And so I just got, we got another text of someone. Someone is looking forward to Oppenheimer, the movie, in 2023.
I do not know of this.
I had to look it up. The Oppenheimer, it's the historical fiction movie about Oppenheimer, who helped with the Manhattan Project and basically died. I don't know, obscurity, but...
infamy?
Well, because he regretted what they built with the nuclear bomb. And at least the little I know about him is I think he kind of spent the rest of his life advocating to get rid of the technology. And I think he was kind of hushed and shunned. And I don't know who's playing him. I just looked it up. Christopher Nolan is the director. So I feel like that's a good start as far as one of the top directors directing it. But I don't. Cillian Murphy. You don't know who Cillian Murphy is?
I'm not sure who that is.
Did you watch Peaky Blinders?
No.
He was also in, he played the Joker before Heath Ledger played the Joker, I think, in, I feel like the most, now the only thing I can think of him for is Peaky Blinders, which is a Netflix show, which is excellent, but
I'll have to check that out.
Look it up. Anyways, moving on to some other headlines that caught our eye. I feel like it was a little bit of a slow news week, but, you know, it is what it is. And so, are you, I'm assuming, Jane, you're no longer on the 3G network for your phone.
Sure.
Well, you know, it's each year it's like updated, right? It was 3G, then it was 4G and 5G LTE. And it's like the network that your phone exists on and basically how fast your phone can be connected to the internet using cellular data. Well, 3G is finally going bye-bye altogether. And so Verizon, which was the last provider that still had 3G people on it, is in the process of kicking the remaining customers off its old network and was the last one in the U.S.
So does that mean that people will have to buy new phones?
I think so. So, I mean, this is just for the U.S. There's going to be other countries, other services still will have 3G, but it was supposed to happen in 2019, but they kind of just kept delaying it and delaying it. And so now, finally, December 31st, 2022, the curtain is closed on 3G. But you'd think, because there's so much pressure to always get a new phone. And I was kind of wondering, I was like, I wonder how many people are really still on it. It's like, it's going to affect like 5 to 10 million people.
Wow.
And I think what happens, they've been given ample warning and reminders and saying, this is what's going to happen. I think their billing cycle will end in February for this phone. And after that, if they don't update it and have a phone that's connected to a faster signal, the only thing you'll be able to do on that phone is call 911. And call Verizon customer service.
You can't even text.
But it's interesting because as I was reading this, kind of the nostalgia of 3G being the first network that really got us on our smartphones connected to the internet. And it was like the iPhone 3G or the HTC Dream, which was the T-Mobile, I don't know, T-Mobile something. And it was like one of the first time that you had all the benefits of being able to connect to your phone to the internet, whether we want to say that was benefit or the start of the decline. But yeah, and so this is a warning, if you're listening, because sometimes I think there's a fair amount of people who do listen to the radio who might still have an old phone.
Hey,
I don't think it's an outrageous assumption that, especially because I feel like it's one of those things where like, why change it if it's not broken?
Well, and they're very expensive.
They're very expensive. And especially if you're like, oh, I don't care how fast it goes. As long as it does what I need it to do, that's all that matters. But this is your warning if you have not been paying attention to Verizon telling you that this is coming. It is finally here.
The only reason, my husband and I just recently got new phones within the last 2 months. And now I'm one of the cool kids because we have the Galaxy Flip.
Okay.
But the only reason we got new phones is because our phones were so old, they would no longer keep a charge for an entire day. You'd get 5 hours in and the phone is dead.
Well, that's actually funny. I saved that. Maybe we'll talk about it again later this week. But you're not supposed to, now with newer phones like this, you're not supposed to charge it overnight because it overheats the battery.
Oh.
And so even on the, because with iPhones, there's a way to like if you set your like battery optimization, that even if you plug in it overnight, it slows down charging once it hits 80%. Because this is why I think my laptop computer battery just sucks, because I just keep it plugged in, and you're actually not supposed to do that. And so you're instead supposed to be charging it a little bit throughout the day instead of just keeping it plugged in. But that could be why your battery finally was like,
I give.
I surrender.
Complete surrender. Complete battery surrender.
But some Wisconsin news. And I think this is a good thing. And I think Jay Rothman, UW system president, also thought this was a good thing. But there was a independent audit of the University of Wisconsin system's spending of COVID-19 relief money.
And they got a fair chunk.
And only $240,000 of federal COVID-19 relief money were spent on expenses not allowed under the federal criteria across the UW system. So that actually only is about 1% of the money that they got, which I think is pretty good. And they list some of the things that they weren't supposed to spend the money on,
which they did.
And they don't think it's that egregious as far as in the time of what you think the universities were like in 2020 and what they were using the money for. So like UW-Superior used around $30,000 to offset revenue from alcohol sales at sports games and other events, which
no one was there.
They used $1,500 for a musical performance at a pre-semester summer event. So I don't know. Lacrosse paid $54,000 for costs incurred before March 13th, 2020. So before the pandemic was really here.
Before the lockdowns came.
They used $21,000 for billboard advertisements intended to recruit students, which I feel like there's an argument there for.
Why is that a bad thing?
Well, I think it's like what was not allowed using this money.
Right.
I mean, this is different than the independent audit that I think is happening, or at least talks of happening, for how the governor chose to spend money, because I think because it was kind of his sole discretion, not shockingly, pokes as far as where did the money go, what was the criteria, and who got what. I think this is a separate audit that came back, but UW, Stevens Point, used $930 to show a film for entertainment purposes during a pre-semester student program. And UW Platteville used $1,000 for bowling and movie theater expenses for a pre-semester summer program, and used $23,000 for creating online tours of its campus for recruiting purposes. Again, I feel like that's COVID related. Because people weren't coming to campus in person.
Right.
And so, it's kind of, it's not a big deal, but I just thought it was interesting as far as the accounting of what gets spent and the fact that this has now been highlighted as far as, but it's only 1%. I think in the way that, in the gross ways that I think, gross not as in like I'm gonna throw up, but like the egregious ways that I think out of all the money that flooded different areas, especially when we talk about all the PPP money that went to people who didn't necessarily need it, good job on the UW system for like keeping it on the up and up. So I thought that was interesting. And
can I just say, yeah, to your point about the PPP loans, there are people who got one PPP loan equal to all of the money that the UW system allegedly did not use correctly. What did you say? It was $240,000.
That's how much they technically misused. In total, they got $564 million.
Right.
The whole UW system across all the campuses.
But the amount was like $240,000 or $400,000.
What they missed, nearly $240,000 of federal COVID-19 relief money on expenses that were not allowed.
Okay. Again, there are people who got PPP loans for which they were not qualified that were five times the amount.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
Just details.
How do you feel about wolves, Jane?
I feel, and I'm really conflicted about this, and I just saw another article about this yesterday. I certainly feel for farmers, and I certainly feel for people who have small pets. Mm-hmm. But I do not back the slaughter that we had of wolves last year in Wisconsin.
What? Wait, was it last year? Was it the beginning of 2020? No, so it was beginning of 2021. It's February 2021 when it was all when it was bad, when it was like they
went way over.
It was 83% of what the quota was because it was so mismanaged.
Yes.
And we made national news as a state of how terrible this was. So we're back to that story. The DNR is extending the comment period for draft wolf management, the draft of the wolf management plan in Wisconsin. So if you have very strong feelings about this one way or another, as you said, this is a divisive issue because if you have, I know this because I've just started season 5 of Yellowstone, and this is a major plot line.
Oh, wolves.
In Montana, and the wolves and the reentry of wolves, and they're protected and everything. And so, but you know, if they're predators. So if you're a farmer, if you have small animals, they can certainly kill them. And also there's some kind of balance between
ecologically.
Yes, exactly.
There is a reason to have them.
If you have very strong feelings about this, the comment period has been extended because enough conservation groups and I think animal rights groups have pressured the DNR or advocated to the DNR that there needs to be more input from more people because this, especially I think as you get further north of who this affects.
Sure.
And so we will, there's an online comment tool that we can link in today's notes, but you can also email the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. I'm sure if you go to their website, you can find all the information there. But just so you know, so if you have strong feelings about this, if you were one of those people who were loud about this back in 2021, it's back. And this is a time to potentially update what is some deem an outdated wolf plan.
And now, with the BCCC, which I refer to as the bad carton of cottage cheese, is no longer on the DNR board, maybe something will actually get done.
You're speaking of Fred Pran.
Yes. Yeah, BCCC.
And then finally, some Wisconsin news, which I think is good, and I am kind of laughing at, is Wisconsin's largest ski resort is going to launch a significant expansion now that the plan has finally been approved. So Granite Peak up in the Wausau area has been pushing for more than 8 years to try to expand its footprint. And that's finally been approved. It was like another public comment, 6,000 public comments later, as far as trying to get not only more space on the mountain for runs, but also hiking and biking and everything. But I thought it was really funny because as I read this was an article from Rob Menser at WPR. They said one of the things that was, there's not enough like beginner and intermediate runs.
Where do you go and not kill yourself when you start?
You start in Wisconsin.
True.
Period. Right? Like, the idea that
our toughest run,
advanced skiing, that we need more beginner hills, is that I feel like for a lot of people, this is, the whole state is full of beginner hills. All right. Well, we're going to take another break. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast overnight, with isolated rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 32. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs around 41. Cloudy skies. Chance for isolated rain showers again tomorrow night, 35. A dusting of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Good song choice, Jane.
Thank you so much.
Are you familiar with this story?
I only became familiar with it over the weekend.
Okay. I think it's probably when a lot of people have become familiar with this. So
I had never heard of this guy.
My brother hadn't either. So I heard of this now infamous tweet because my brother sent it to me and he's like, who is this guy? So let me try to set in the segment that we have, I'm going to do the best job I can trying to summarize what has happened with Andrew Tate. Now, I have no idea of the people listening, if they care, they have any idea who this person is. But
if you like karma, if you kind of like schadenfreude, this is the story
for
you.
This is the story. So, who is Andrew Tate? Andrew Tate is, if you're a man between 16 and 25, you've probably have an idea who he is. I don't know how much of that demographic this show is reaching. So let me explain it. He is an entrepreneur. We're using that word loosely. He is a former kickboxing champion. And he now is like the poster child for the alpha male toxic masculinity. Like, he embraces that, like, misogynistic online influencer.
And he has a shocking amount of influence with young men.
Yes.
I mean, young men in high school.
Millions of followers. But he's so controversial that a lot of his stuff goes viral. As much because of people really like it, as much as people really hate it. And I knew about him before all of this started, just because I am online and I saw people's reactions to him and whatever. But, like, you know, he's like created this modern wealth creation and like Hustlers University, and he's getting rich based on trying to sell young men, telling them that he can tell them how they can get rich and
by exploiting women.
Yes. And on top of that, and this part's important because he had admitted this before, is that as much as he says incredibly, you know, offensive things like women can't drive, men cheat, but women can't, 18 and 19 year old women are more attractive than 25 year olds. Like, he's just said terrible things, you know, that it's okay to like hit women and all of this stuff. So he also, one of the ways he became wealthy was he was running an adult webcam business with his brother. And that part's important. So he was someone who was kicked off of Twitter. And now that Elon's back, now that Elon's in charge, he let him back on Twitter.
Free speech.
And within, you know, whatever days he was back on Twitter, he, for some reason, out of nowhere, decides to tweet at Greta Thunberg, who is the 19-year-old, you know, internationally known, whether you like her or don't, climate activist. And he goes, hello, at Greta Thunberg. I have 33 cars. My Bugatti has a W16 8LO quad turbo. I don't know what that means. My two Ferrari, two's capitalized, 812 competitions. This is how little I know about cars. This is just the start. Please provide your email address so I can send a complete list of my car collection and their respective enormous emissions. And she wrote back, yes, please do enlighten me. Email me at smalldickenergy@getalife.com. And this has now become one of the most liked tweets on Twitter history.
Seriously.
So then he goes on. His immediate reaction is to tweet back at her saying, all caps, how dare you? But then he makes this like really weird video, like 2-minute video of him smoking a cigar and eating pizza and saying he specifically wants the pizza that has the non-recyclable pizza boxes. And within this, all this is all in the same week, because then by Friday, Romanian police arrested Andrew Tate for human trafficking and rape. And the suspicion was that he gave himself away, that he was in Romania because he was eating pizza from a Romanian pizza chain.
And it said it on the box.
And I guess officials have now laughed. They're like, that's funny, but that's not why.
Romanian police are actually better than that.
But it goes back to the point that how he made his money is this webcam business, and he was trafficking women. Like, he was basically like luring them in by love bombing them and telling them that they were going to get married and through courtship, only to basically like drug and trap them to be a part of this webcam business. And
which is what pimps do.
Yes. Well, that's what I mean. That's actually, we're going to do on January 11th. It's Human Trafficking Awareness Day. And we're going to get some people, one or two different people, to come on and talk more about kind of the myths about the term human trafficking. Because I think for a lot of us, when you think of it, you think of Taken. You think of Liam Neeson, like, I'm going to hunt you down.
They were snatched.
And you get stolen by someone you don't know. When in reality, it's manipulation. It's a longer process. It's often, sometimes it's people's parents. It's
grandparents.
It's grandparents. It's boyfriends. And it's much more about psychological manipulation. Usually drugs are involved. It can often happen through people who you already had a relationship with, much more so than you just get kidnapped and then forced into a life.
Right.
And it's just, and I, you know, the fact that some of his people are now, I mean, there was videos I saw over the weekend of some of his followers being like, this proves that the Matrix is real. He predicted his own arrest. It's like, yeah, because he broke the law. If I killed someone, if I like robbed a bank and then I tweeted out or was like predicting that I was going to get arrested, yeah, it's because I already know that I'm on the lam.
I don't get how this proves the Matrix is real.
Well, that's the whole other part of this world and of the alpha male stuff. That's like, they believe in like the red pill versus blue pill. And I think it's also crosses over into online, like super far right conspiracy theory stuff, as far as like this whole idea of the red pill and you're getting the real information versus what the mainstream media wants you to believe and all of this stuff. But I didn't want to spend a lot of time on it, because what else is there to say besides this? I'm going to ask you the break if I can say this word, because I love saying this word, but I don't know if it's radio appropriate.
Okay, we'll have a concept.
You can tell me all of your experience if I'm allowed to say it.
Okay.
But just the
douche waffle?
Douche canoe.
That works.
Great.
That, as far as I know, is not illegal according to FCC procedures.
Great. Then I'm going to start using that a lot more. But that this guy, who is dangerous, who is absolutely dangerous, and I am laughing about it, and I think a lot of people are laughing about it because, you know, good that there's consequences to his actions, but it actually is dangerous as far as how he is influencing young men to treat women, and when already one of the largest predators of women is men. All right, on that note, we're going to take a break. Come back after the news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You won't lose all.
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hump Day
equals Greg Bock Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes. You've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.